Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. MasterCard partners with Ingiz. MasterCard has partnered with Ingiz, an Egypt-based family financial management startup, to launch a digital payments app aimed at driving financial literacy and inclusion among youth in Egypt. Sharjah Entrepreneurship Center partners with WIO Bank. Sharjah Entrepreneurship Center, a government-supported entrepreneurial ecosystem in the UAE, has partnered with WIO Bank aiming to empower ecosystem players. Finbox partners with IIFL. India-based credit infrastructure provider Finbox has partnered with IIFL to offer the latter its AI-powered credit decisioning platform, Sentinel. Best Vietnam partners with Techcombank. Best Vietnam has partnered with Techcombank to improve cashless payments through the latter's virtual account solution and QR code scanning. Safaricom launches mobile money service in Ethiopia. Safaricom has announced plans to launch M-Pesa in Ethiopia by the end of September 2023 will have it integrated with more banks. USAA becomes Notch's direct member. U.S.-based payment system company Nacha has announced that the USAA Federal Savings Bank has joined its organization as a direct member. Visa partners with NIMCARD to launch issuance platform. Visa has partnered with UAE-based NIMCARD to launch a plug-and-play end-to-end issuance platform as part of Visa's ready-to-launch program. Network International announces 1 billion Egyptian pounds investment. Digital payments and commerce provider across the MEA region Network International has invested 1 billion Egyptian pounds to accelerate economic development in Egypt. GLN and Remitly enable instant remittances to Korean bank accounts. Payment network GLN International has partnered with Remitly to launch instant cross-border remittances from abroad to all domestic bank accounts in Korea. State Bank of Vietnam joins the RPC initiative. The State Bank of Vietnam has officially joined the Regional Payment Connectivity, RPC, initiative as part of an expansion of the MO-RPC. FIDO Alliance certifies the Worldline Authentication Server. Payment services provider Worldline has announced that its trusted authentication solution was certified by the FIDO Alliance to make secure password-free web authentication. Griffin partners with Verif. UK-based banking-as-a-service fintech Griffin has announced a partnership with Estonia-based identity verification provider Verif to offer out-of-the-box ID and V2Boss customers. US reveals new rules for crypto tax reporting. The US Treasury Department has proposed a new rule that would compel cryptocurrency brokers to report on users' sales and exchanges of digital assets. Membrane Finance launches Euro stablecoin on the Solana blockchain. Finland-based fintech company Membrane Finance has launched a MiCA-compliant Euro stablecoin on the Solana blockchain. Bitfinex partners with Vafbank. Bitfinex Turkiye, a digital asset trading platform, has announced the integration of an API connection with Vafbank, a Turkiye-based bank, to offer customers zero-cost deposits in Turkish lira. LemFi raises $33 million for immigrant-focused payments platform. LemFi, a fintech platform providing international payment services for immigrants, has raised $33 million in a Series A funding round led by Left Lane Capital. U.S. Treasury sets out crypto tax reporting proposal. Cryptocurrency exchanges and payment processors in the U.S. will be required to report information on their users' transactions to the Internal Revenue Service under a new Treasury proposal. Concern about biometric data may be overblown, but security challenges are real. With Amazon's palm recognition technology making its way across various retail outlets, including all Whole Foods stores, and Sam Altman launching a digital ID company based on retina scans, consumers are understandably apprehensive about how safe their biometric information is. However, according to James Wester, company head of payments and director of cryptocurrency at Javelin Strategy and Research, some of that nervousness is misplaced. FICO and Liga Data join forces. Global analytics software provider, FICO, has partnered with Liga Data aiming to bring advanced decision management and optimization tools to telecommunications firms in Africa, the Middle East and Asia. Nuve partners with MasterCard. Nuve has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to provide online merchants and traders from the APAC region with instant cashouts. Banking Circle Group launches BC Payments in Australia. Tech-led payments business Banking Circle Group has expanded in Australia with the launch of its licensed subsidiary BC Payments to help fintech scale internationally. Instacart files registration statement for public offering. U.S.-based grocery tech company Instacart has filed a registration statement on Form S-1 with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission regarding a proposed initial public offering of its common stock. Bloomreach launches conversational shopping product Clarity. E-commerce experience provider Bloomreach has rolled out Clarity, a conversational shopping product powered by generative AI and large language models. Zepto raises $200 million in a new funding round. India-based instant grocery delivery startup Zepto has raised $200 million in a new funding round and became India's first unicorn in 2023. GHL partners with Standard Chartered Malaysia. Malaysia-based payment service company GHL Systems has partnered with Standard Chartered Malaysia to provide merchants with comprehensive payment solutions. Safaricom to launch mobile money service in Ethiopia. Safaricom has announced plans to launch M-Pesa in Ethiopia by the end of September 2023 will have it integrated with more banks. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.